Life has its ups and downs, and like many of us, I face moments with depression. Music has always helped me find my way through, and I believe it can do the same thing for you. I'm James Cox, and this is the When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast, a podcast about the healing power of music.
Hey everybody, welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks, the podcast where we fight depression with the power of music. I'm your professional handicapped host, James Cox, and today on When Words Fail, we're joined by artists whose journey stretches from far beyond music. Harry Capen or Coppin?
Capen.
Capen. Perfect. Capen. Like, pin on the cap. All right. He is an internationally recognized singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, a music therapist. Harry has spent decades exploring the deep connection between sound and human emotion. Now based in Mexico City, mind you, I just asked him that before we got on. After a life-changing move from Europe, his latest album, After the Crossing, reflects a powerful blend of personal transformation and global perspective, with themes of balance, empathy, and understanding. Harry, welcome to the show, man. How are you doing today?
I kiss the door I can't replace. One small bag and one last view of everything I ever knew. In a truck with 40 souls, someone faints and someone's praying. Angels scream for endless, boring but stressful days. I'm walking through the night. Escape from the fire. Fetch my desires again. Where is that distant shore? I want to reach it.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Mexico City. Man, yeah. I can't. So,
I was born in the Netherlands.
Netherlands, okay.
The big change moving from the Netherlands, Europe, to Mexico City.
Yeah.
Incredible big city.
Yeah. So according to you, because I've never been there, what does the world look like to you right now?
Well,
I mean, from your point of view.
Yeah. Well, I worked as a music therapist in the Netherlands and was, of course, a musician too.
Yeah.
But now, after the move to Mexico City, it's mainly music, recording, making songs. And hopefully in the future, I will start my own practice again here in Mexico City as a music therapist. But I have to learn the language better, so.
Okay.
That's
That's an uphill battle, right? Yeah, I
have to, and it's very difficult for me to learn very a new different language.
Yeah, because I think Spanish is the second most used language, behind America, behind English.
Yeah, and Chinese maybe.
But I've been told time and time again that Russian is the hardest, like Russian and German. Hardest language to learn.
Well, I know German, but my father was a German teacher. So.
Oh, well, you had it in the bag, didn't you? Yeah.
But you're right about Russia. That's very
right. So let me ask you this: since now you're living in Mexico City, so what's something in the day in the life of you that Mexico has surprised you the most? You know, because you hear all of these horrible things on TV. I don't think it's that way, truly, is it?
Yeah, but that's very local in some areas, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Mexico,
but in Mexico City, there are no gangs, and it's not violent.
Okay.
The opposite, it's very peaceful, and people are very friendly, and I'm very positive about the Mexicans.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I married one, so
there you go, right? Can't compete with that, because like I try to stay away from news because all I hear is negative, about Mexico and Iran, and I'm like, dude, just count me out of it. I don't want to,
But there's no news when the sun shines. That's no news,
right? Yeah, because bad news sells and good news does not.
Exactly.
Which should be the flip-flop effect,
But, exactly.
So the main question for you today is, are you okay? Because this podcast is about mental health, and I just want to make sure that you're okay,
Yeah. Good. People, especially my family, are wondering, is he... Is he healthy in his head?
Right, yeah.
To go moving to Mexico, but yes, I'm very healthy.
Yeah. Okay, nice. So, I want to dig deeper into this music therapist, if you don't mind.
Of course.
So, what does it all involve to become a music therapist? Because I know that music is great for the mind and body and soul. It's just wonderful things. So do you
I study it for 4 years.
Okay.
So it's a study. And of course before that you have to know about music. You have to be a musician. And you have to be able to accompany someone. So you have to play guitar or piano, not a solo instrument, but and besides that, you learn a lot of instruments to play instruments, and it's a 4-year course, so it's I love it. I love the course.
I love talking about music too, man. Yeah,
because I did the course when I was a bit older, like 35, and I was in a class with totally motivated students. So
Yeah, all good.
A lot of fun.
That's always good. When you're going to know. Yeah, because I think music is something that everybody wants to learn through and through. You know, nobody wants to learn math, English, writing, you know, everybody.
Well, there are people who like that.
Right, yeah, there are. There are people, but the majority of people just love music and want to know everything about it, you know?
Yeah, well, I worked in a hospital, so I had a job who cares about people, huh? People are central. And besides that, I played in a band, and there was the guitarist of the band was also a music therapist. And he said to me, Harry, that's something for you. The combination for helping people and making music, that's fantastic. So, yeah, so I did, and I didn't regret it.
No, yeah. Anything you learn about music is great, you know. I do have two questions, since you are you would know better than I would. What instrument is the most, I don't want it easiest, what instrument is the least hard to learn, you know, because a lot of people pick up instruments, guitar, piano, and they just quit after a certain day when they get really, really, you know, stressed out, you know? Because I have 7 guitars and I'll play one of them.
Why do you have 7 guitars?
I don't know, man. I just love the way they look in my house, you know? I have no idea, brother. But I really need to learn how to play. I keep saying that, but
Yeah. Well, it's about motivation. When you are motivated to play guitar, then it's easy to learn.
Yeah.
And when you're motivated to play piano, also, so it's very personal.
Yeah.
My clients often cannot play any instruments. So then we are restricted to playing percussion instruments, or very easy to do,
right?
Because in the therapy I use a lot of improvisation, so anything that makes sound can help. Yeah. And you don't have to be a great musician. Right.
No,
contrary,
right? I talked to this one musician a while back, and he said that all musicians don't make great music. And I think that's wrong, because somebody somewhere in the world thinks that your music is the greatest music of all time. It can be in Antarctica, Alaska, you know, it doesn't have to be centrally, you know? So I think that's true sometimes and a bit false, more false than true.
Yeah. Well, me as a therapist will always say, everybody is a musician. Everybody can sing, but on their own level.
Yes.
And that can be great.
Right. Yeah.
And not suitable for a concert in a concert hall, maybe, but...
I think in the shower. Yeah.
Oh, that's...
I think in the shower. I sound wonderful, man. I'm my own best fan, you know?
Yeah. Nice reverb.
Yes. Yes. Very nice reverb. Yeah. So your new album called After the Crossing came out just recently. Came out March 3rd, 2026. But you changed continents for this album. Well, I guess. Okay. So what did you have to leave behind emotionally to make that move and this album, or did you start out making this record in your last city?
Well, since COVID, I made now 5 albums. Okay. I recorded 5 albums. A part of the songs are songs that I already had in my mind. And some are newly made, that I, like today, I had an idea and I recorded. So it's a combination of songs that were not finished, but I'd like to finish. So the most songs after the crossing, after going to Mexico, were in my head, but I recorded it in Mexico. So for me, they are Mexican songs now.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But their roots is still in Europe. And the right. kind of music, it's European music, rock music. Yeah. You cannot hear a Mexican influence.
Oh, you can't. Okay.
In the music. Okay. No. No.
You said you lived in the Netherlands before Mexico City, correct? Okay.
Yeah.
So when you lived in the Netherlands and moved to Mexico City, who was Harry in the Netherlands as a musician? Different making music than the one? No. Okay.
No. I make my own music. I play guitar, make my songs, and I record it in my home studio. And that's the same process. Same.
I only ask that because when you live in two different countries, right, you'll get the value from that one country that you want to express through your words in the music. You know, I just thought you have different views of, you know,
maybe in the future. I don't know what will happen.
Yeah.
What will happen, but I don't think so. I think my idiom is very European orientated.
So moving from countries, like I said before, everybody loses something, right? Loses friends, family, jobs, whatever, right? You think we have to lose something to truly create something more meaningful in another country?
That's a good question, because that's the essence of therapy.
Yeah.
The essence is moving. By moving, you change your perspective.
Yeah.
And you change your environment, and that affects you. So, and that's the cause that you can change yourself too.
Right.
So, moving is a very, it's very important in the therapeutic process. When you're sitting down and do nothing will happen.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
And a therapist is there to encourage his client and help him to change his world and make changes so that he has to adapt to something new or an idea or view or. Conviction. I don't know.
Now you recorded this album all by yourself, correct? The drums. Do you prefer recording the album alone or with somebody? Because I feel like if you work with somebody, you lose that kind of style that you want to be included in your music, as opposed to,
Nowadays. I used to play in bands, so then you have this interaction between the musicians, and I like that too. But now I'm after time, and time is very important to create things, and I can do it in my own time and like the way I do. And when I don't want to record, I do something different. So it's very luxurious position I have. I can do what I want, when I want, and I like that very much. But in the end, I have my friends. I send my end result to my friends to have feedback. I need feedback and there are technical musicians who listens to the hi-hat, or that's too hard, or the voice, or the head, like that. Technical things. But also the lyrics is important. I'm Dutch. I make Dutch lyrics, and then I translate them to English. And
okay.
To be sure that's okay, well done, I send it to people to correct me.
Right. And I'm sure you get. Your feedback is all not going to be 100% positive. You know, I'm sure there's he doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm going to release this alone. You know, and I'm sure there's always, you know, because music is so subjective. You know, what's good for one ear may not be good for your ear. You know.
Yeah. And that's fine.
No yeah. Problem. Oh yeah. Yeah. Right.
So, but yeah. After criticism, I can do what I want with it. Sometimes I do something about it. You're right, but sometimes no, you're not right.
I do nope, my you're wrong. Right? Yeah, you're there. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm just releasing it. Yeah. So how often do you write nowadays, or like is it like a spur moment? Oh, I got an idea, or is it just like something you're doing, or you know?
I write every day.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
And I love my guitars, and I just got I'm here since November. So okay. I had some stuff sending over from Holland to Mexico, and I just received two guitars more. So I'm I'm very busy with.
I'm almost catching up with you, man. I got seven already.
Oh, I've only got four here.
Oh, then I beat you. I beat you, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now you have to play.
Yes, I do have to play. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Writing something every day. Go ahead.
You've got to find a good teacher, of course.
Yeah.
And someone with patience and empathy and like that.
Right. Yeah. Writing songs every day is more therapeutic than anything I know that I can think of, other than listening to music, of course, you know.
Yeah. Do you write lyrics?
I do not.
Oh, no. Okay.
I should, because I do have some. I really should start writing lyrics and learning music, you know, because I have this podcast, and it's like, okay, I need to know what it feels like just to create something of my own, you know. I think that would be wonderful for me to do that, you know.
But you have to find the right people.
Yes, you do.
So you have to ask others in your environment. Who knows this teacher?
Right. Yeah. Because everybody can't teach, you know, and that's something you're. All right.
No.
But So, writing every day is very spiritually emotional, right? So was there one song that you will not release because it means so much to you and you're not afraid to share it with the world yet?
When it's very personal, I make a package of it, so I invent a person who lives that story and pretend that's not me but that person, you know.
Right.
So you can disguise yourself in a song,
right?
And that I will do, but no, I'm very candid. I think what I make music about things I witness and observe. Anything what's happening around me or what's happening in the news. What the developments are, and that interests me, and I observe, and I make music from that observation. It can be anything,
right? Yeah, and I think that's the best way to do it is observe yourself first, you know, because I know a lot of people listen to find out what they actually been through, you know, seen,
yeah,
heard,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I think that's the greatest thing of all, you know.
Yeah, I don't like songs about just songs about love or I love you baby songs, you know.
Right,
but yeah, yeah. There are hundreds of those, thousands of those kind of songs, and yeah. But I think it, for me, it has to have a personal touch to it.
Yeah. Do you think that music still has a way how to change people's minds to a way that they never thought about anything before?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Would be nice, but I'm not a. It's not my intention to change people or through my music. I just observe and I get feedback from people from, I like that song, and sometimes not. It can be, people are free what they do with it. So I just make my observations, make music of it, and that's it. And not in the hope or that I change people, no.
Could we dive deep into one song that I really, really admire and love to death on your album?
Okay.
It's called Distant Shore.
Distant Shore. Yeah, it's, nice song.
Yes. I wouldn't know everything about the song. Yeah.
It's the next single.
Oh, okay.
You have a scoop.
Okay. Yeah. I got a scoop. Right. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, Distant Shore. I like that song very much.
Yeah,
musically and also in the lyrics.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
it. Why did you like it?
Just brought back memories, you know, of my aunt Molly. Because to me, the song sounds more Beatles-esque, you know. And she was a real big fan of the Beatles, and she talked, and my all-time rock, favorite rock band, one of them is always, it's going to be the Beatles, you know, and she just. So, I mean, that song just moves me. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the Beatles too, of course. But also of David Bowie.
Okay. Yes.
Distant Shore is a little Bowie-esque, I think. Also, yeah. But it's about moving also, huh?
Yeah.
Distant Shore, being a fugitive, going, leave your country because there's a war or a famine, and go to a place where it's, hopefully, it's better for your children.
Yeah, oh,
and,
yeah.
After my moving from Europe to Mexico, I thought, it's nothing compared with the real ordeal of a fugitive in Africa.
Yeah.
It's so luxurious for me to be able to take a plane and go to Mexico. And it's so contrary of what these people, real fugitive, are going through.
Right.
So I thought, I'll make a song of that.
So you have absolutely no regret going from Europe to Mexico City?
No, but it's luxurious.
Right,
I can choose not to go or to go.
Right, and, you can come and go whenever you want. Yeah, I love that.
It's so different from the real fugitive who travel from Africa to Europe.
Right.
Through the Sahara desert to in boats while not be able to swim. And meet the people who are gaining money from this situation. That's very bad. And it's happening every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess that's the way the world is now, you know, it's sad.
Yeah, terrible.
So when you were studying music therapy, you know, before you became a music therapy therapist, what's something that you witnessed that stayed with you till like forever? You know, was there one lightning idea or a way how you learned something, did something while you were learning musical therapy?
Oh, that's a difficult one.
Yeah.
Everybody encounters difficulties, and in relations, in relationships, in losing families or friends, because they die. Or me, I worked in a hospital, so life and death is every day's life, no?
Oh yeah,
people die, and you have, and so that's, but it's not a thing that I write about, and it was not this friend of mine who was a music therapist said, Harry, it's something for you to do, to learn. Okay, he said, and I like to work with adolescents in this age from 12 to 18, because I can relate to them and I can speak the same language with them and I know what they are going through.
Yeah.
Not from my experience, but because I had a very happy childhood.
That was good.
yeah. But maybe because I have a very good and happy childhood, I had this sense of how it could be, and I encounter my clients who are having very difficult life, difficult times, parents who are divorcing, addiction. Doing criminal things like that, and I love to help them. And and I think I'm able to connect with them very easy, and that's a big plus to be a therapist with adolescents.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to talk about what success means for you now, because success is a word that is very different for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
A house,
success
a car.
Is for me.
Yes.
For me, yep. Success is when I have the feeling of a song that it reflects what I had to say.
Okay.
So when I'm happy with the song, how it turns out to be, and it's good, then I'm happy. That's success for me. And nothing financial.
Exactly.
No, it's just the art. I love the art. And when I'm succeeding in translating it into my thinking and my ideas into the music, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And that's success for me.
Good. Fine. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Here's a fun question for you. If your album could sit with somebody, right now who's struggling, or, you know, who needs to get out of that depression state, what would it say first? And this is your album. Talking to them.
I don't understand the question. Sorry.
Okay, so if your album After the Crossing, right?
Yeah.
If someone's listening to the album, what would you want the songs to tell that person that's listening to it back?
Well, again, I don't want to preach and
right.
like that.
Yeah.
But I would be happy when there's a song on it. I think the 9th. It's called Take a Step. And again, that's about moving. And And then I would hope, that I encourage people to take a step forward on which direction they want, but that they change position and dare to make to move.
Right.
Because taking change starts with the first step.
Exactly. You're always moving forward. And it's incredibly hard to walk backwards. Trust me. It's like take two steps forward and one step back. I don't know why you wouldn't take one step back when you're going forward. You know, that's
sometimes
weird.
Sometimes the situation
requires
to take a step back, but
the situation is always a yin or yang kind of deal. You know. Okay, so I got four more questions for you, but I do want to thank you for coming on the show. What is one word to describe Mexico City?
Ooh, vibrant.
Vibrant. I love it.
Yeah. And good food.
Good food. Oh my God, I love food. Dude.
Yeah.
Right. So, one instrument you could never, ever give up. What would it be?
Guitar.
I love you for that too.
Yeah. When I'm on this lonely island, I have to be.
Now, do you prefer acoustic guitar or electric guitar?
Well.
Or does it change?
I think
moment to moment for you. Okay.
In my situation here, I love both, but when I. When I will be left on a remote island, it will be acoustic.
I 100% agree. Because there's no electricity, right? Yay! Yeah, okay. So, most emotional moment while recording after the Crossing album, what would it be?
Ooh. I think it's the most personal one.
Yeah.
Is the last one now?
Now, right.
Because through the years, it's about being in the moment and accept the moment, and that's all important. The past is not important, and the future you cannot tell what will happen. So, being in the now and enjoy what's around you. In this moment, that's very important for me, it's close to my heart. So,
perfect answer. Hardest question of the night. Okay, so we're going to do a Mount Rushmore of your four favorite artists. You know, I could give you five, but we're going to try to stick with four favorite artists of all time. Who are they?
Lennon and McCartney is one.
Okay. But yeah.
Okay. David Bowie.
Okay.
I would say Thom Yorke. Thom Yorke is the lead singer of Radiohead.
Yeah.
I love that band, and I love his lyrics, and very nice.
Yeah.
And nowadays, actual, I love Nowhere, and Nowhere is a band. I don't know. I think they are from LA, but I'm not sure. But it's drummer Louis Cole, and lady singer Vivienne Artadi.
Okay.
That's a great band. You should look them up. They have great videos on YouTube.
Okay.
Nowhere.
N-O-E-R, Nowhere?
K-N-O-W-A-R.
Got it. Yes, sir. I'm always interested in what other people are listening to, because I love finding out their influences, their sound, you know.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that band, so I'm definitely going to look them up.
Look them up.
Yeah. So, Before we let you go, we can give you some shout outs. Everybody can go to www.harrykappen.com. And he is on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, X, TikTok. You're all over the place. You're on YouTube also, right? All over the place. I love it.
And on every streaming platform. You can Apple Music.
Apple Music, and, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon Music. I believe everywhere. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Well, I love you, and I beg you to come back anytime, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you
so much. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And with that said, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And always remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.